When Matt Lepsis hobbled to the sideline Sunday, his day ended, and so did his season.
Unfortunately, Matt has an ACL. It'll be about a 10-day recovery. What I mean by that, that's when they anticipate the operation. You know, ACL is usually about 6 months recovery. So his ACL very similar to what Tommy had, Tommy Nalen, in 2002. And so hopefully, even though it's a setback for him, he'll go through rehab and be ready to go next year.
But Denver's offense kept going without Lepsis, driving to 2 touchdowns and amassing the second highest yardage total of the year to date. Eric Pierce came in at left tackle, and while he gave up an early sack on this play, he settled down and helped the offense find its footing.
That sack was probably partially my fault because I told him to set inside a little more, and the guy just came on his outside. So, but hey, I mean, that's part of football. You know, I think Eric played a great game. You know, obviously I haven't seen the film, and I don't know for sure, but from what the rest of the guys said, he played great.
I thought Eric did a good job playing in the game. And we had a couple communication errors between nickel defenses and base defenses, as they did a pretty good job changing up their substitution, but overall I thought he played well.
But the plans for the fill-in at left tackle for the rest of the year remain unclear.
We can go with Eric, or we can move Cooper over and bring Cooper up. You know, we can go a couple different directions. We haven't decided exactly what we're going to do for sure.
What is certain is that when Gerard Warren goes down, Demetrian Veal comes in. Warren sprained his right big toe on Sunday, and Veal responded with a solid game in his place.
He did a great job. He's active, busy. He's always that way, busy, active guy. And I mean, he moves, he runs sideline to sideline, and he's been real good for us so far.
But Warren's situation is not nearly as dire as that of Lepsis.
There's a slight ligament damage in the toe. I think it really has to do with pain threshold. And we won't know until later in the week exactly if he'll be able to go or not, or be able to practice or not. So we'll wait a couple days and see how it heals up, and hopefully he'll be able to go.
And no matter who's in the game, the Broncos know they'll have to respond Sunday against the undefeated Colts.
I think we got to go with who we have, and those are two very good football players. You never discount that, but and we hope they're back. But if not, you just move on.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.